The following is the realization of Her Grace Gandhari Devi Dasi.
I would like to say a few words about Nandarani. I have known her ever since she began coming to the temple, because she used to be with my daughter Kunjarani and all the other friends. But I came to know her better only during the last 3 years, when she associated with me more often. In fact, the kind of relationship we enjoyed was literally as an adult to an adult. It was not as an adult with a child. I would openly shout at her and she would shout back at me. Of course, I never took offense to that, because I really felt it does take a lot of maturity on one hand, as well as it takes a lot of mettle to reply. And this reply by her was not due to rudeness or arrogance or misbehavior. It was more of a loving banter between two devotees. And I just loved that. And because of that, I made it a point never to talk normally to her. In fact, I felt she looked forward to it, because it deepened the relationship that we shared with each other. She in one way looked upon me as an older friend rather than her friend's mother. And she would come home very often to meet her friends or for a birthday party. Actually, I did not have any spiritual connection or relationship with her from the point of view that I never preached to her or discussed anything spiritual. I was always a kind of an agony aunt to all the children of Hare Krishna land, and she was just one of them. But she always had a special place in my heart. So much so that I remember on Radhashtami day, she came to my house and said that it was very hot. She had this habit of screaming and screeching as she spoke, and I told her, "You are totally annoying me and getting on my nerves." So I took a whole tray of ice cubes and poured it down her back. And I told her, "Well, if you're feeling hot, here is something to cool you." And she screamed. Then I told her that at the rate at which she was screaming, people even from outside of Juhu, all the way up to Andheri, would hear her and come to see what I was doing to her. And then she got irritated and shouted at me, and I laughed back at her. This was just an example of the kind of relationship I had with her. Sometime back, I met her and told her, "What a stupid dress you're wearing. You're looking so silly." And she said, "You think you're looking very great yourself? Look at yourself." It was nice. It was a very warm and a very loving relationship. The day she left her body, I spoke to her at 11:30 a.m. in the morning. And I believe that after me, the last person she spoke to was my daughter. When I heard the news later in the day, I was on the computer and a little restless and couldn't take it. Maybe it was my lack of Krishna consciousness at that moment, or just the feeling that I usually get when someone is very close to you and is in trouble. Well, no amount of philosophy helps when dealing with news like that. It was tremendous. For me, it was like losing my own daughter, because she was very close to me, just like my own daughter. I kept reasoning with my husband that she must be in the hospital and he should call up and find out. She must be fine and we should go and see her, and nothing must have happened to her. He told me that it is better that I cry it out and get it out of my system, because the fact remained that she was not with us. It took me months to get used to the fact that I won't be seeing her for the festivals and that I won't be able to tease her anymore. In fact, I feel so bad about one comment I just made to her a few days before this, when she said, "I'm so thin, I wish I could be like you." And I told her, "Well, next life, there's nothing you can do now." This I just said to her on Janmashtami, just before she left her body. And I really wish I hadn't told her this, considering the fact that she has left us. Maybe whatever I'm saying right now does not have any Krishna conscious connotation, nor does it have any Krishna conscious connection. But then I feel my relationship with her was more of warmth, love and care, more than a preaching kind of relationship, which I have with many of the children, but is quite distant. But here there was something very personal. It was very different. I really miss her. Well, Krishna has his own plans, and I feel in one way that it is so much better that she had to leave, because she did everything so perfectly. her Krishna consciousness, her chanting, her visits to the holy dhams, and her visits to all the parikramas. I think she had perfected her life, and that is most important. All these relationships are temporary. I found it very weird that the day she left her body, that very night I could not sleep, and when I did, I found her sitting right next to me on my bed, and in the same dress that I used to tease her with. And she was telling me, Mataji, I want to come and stay with you. And I spoke to her in the same banter that I always did. Don't you find any other place to go? Why do you keep coming here and bugging me? Let me sleep. I'm so tired and irritated. Why don't you just stop irritating me and go away? My daughter told me the next morning that she also saw her sitting near her bed in the same dress. No one knows whether she came to pay us one last visit before she went back. I really don't know. I have no answers to these questions. Maybe I'm just being sentimental about the whole thing. But the fact remains that I was very attached to her and miss her a lot. I wish there was something that I could have done for her. Something more that I could have shared with her from the Krishna conscious point of view. But now I feel there was no need for that, because I think she was far more advanced than I am or could ever be.